弟兄姊妹平安,
peace, brothers and sisters.
感謝主讓我們早上能夠一同的聚集。
Thank the Lord that we're able to gather together in His presence this morning.
但願主接納我們在祂面前一切的敬拜。
May the Lord accept all our worship before Him.
今早上弟兄們要我在這裡分享。
This morning, brethren have asked me to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我想早上和弟兄姊妹一同的來到看一卷的書。
This morning, I'd like to look at this particular book with brothers and sisters.
我想特別對於現代的弟兄姊妹來說,讀一卷書是一件不容易的事。
Perhaps it is not an easy task for brothers and sisters in these days and times for us to read the entire book of the Bible.
但是呢,今早上我們會有一些成功感。
We have fellowship this morning, perhaps we feel a sense of accomplishment.
因為我們今早可以一起讀一卷的書。
Because this morning we can read through a whole book in the Bible together.
請大家翻開新約的腓利門書。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Philemon in the New Testament.
腓利門書。
The book of Philemon.
提摩太。 前後書,
so first and second Timothy,
然後就到腓利門,
Titus and then Philemon.
腓利門書只係有一章嘅,
There's only one chapter in this particular book of the Bible.
所以我哋只係用好短嘅時間就成卷就讀曬啦,
So we can just spend not too much time, very quickly we can finish with this book.
找到之後呢, 請大家聽我讀,
Please listen as we read if you have found it.
我讀一次, 我想, 大家手上高,如果你有英文聖經,你就看英文聖經,就不用再翻譯。
So if you have the English translation in your hand, we won't translate during the reading, so you can read along.
腓利門書,
The book of Philemon.
為基督耶穌被囚的保羅,同兄弟提摩太寫信給我們所親愛的同工腓利門,和妹子阿菲亞,並與我們同當兵的阿基布, 以及在你家的教会,愿因为平安重臣我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你,尚为你感谢我的神,因听说你的爱心,并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效,使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督作的。 兄弟啊,我为你的爱心大有快乐,大得安慰,因众圣徒的心,从你得了畅快。我虽然靠着基督能够放胆吩咐你合宜的事,然而像我这有了年纪的保罗,现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的,宁可凭着爱心求你,就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。 他从前与你没有益处,但如今与你我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去,他是我心上的人,我本来有意将他留下在我为福音所受的捆锁中,替你侍候我,但不知道你的意思,我就不愿意这样行。叫你的善行,被时出于勉强,乃是出于甘心。 他暂时离开你,或者是叫你永远得着他,不再是奴仆,乃是高于奴仆,是亲爱的兄弟,在我实在是如此,何况在你呢?这也不拘是按肉体说的,是按主说的。你若以我为同伴,就收纳他,如同收纳我一样,他若亏负你,或欠你什么,都归在我的账上,我必偿还。 这算我保罗亲笔写的,我并不用对你说,连你自己也是亏欠于我,兄弟啊,望你使我在主里因你的快乐,并望你使我心在基督里得畅快。我写信给你,深信你必信服,知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。此外,你还要给我预备住处。 因为我盼望藉着你们的祷告必蒙恩到你们那里去。为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴弗文尼安,与我同工的马可阿里达古底马路加也到文尼安,愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你的心里。 阿们。 好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
真的父神，我们满心感谢你。
Father God, we are filled with thanksgiving to you.
让我们早晨能够在你儿子的名下一同的聚集。
This morning we're able to gather in your presence in the name of your Son.
我们感谢你这位说话的神。
We thank thee because thou art God who speaks.
你总是乐意来到向我们施恩。
And you're willing to be gracious to us.
你不单止将你的话摆在经上。
Not only do you place your words in the scriptures.
你更要藉着圣灵将你的话再一次说到我们心里面。
But through the Holy Spirit, you speak once again your words in our hearts.
所以我们在早上我们等候仰望你。
So this morning we await and look to you.
但你主你再一次来到向我们施恩为。
Lord, we pray that you'll be gracious to us again.
让我们从你的话里面被提醒得帮助。
So that we're reminded of your word and helped.
你都知道怎么样活在你的面前。
How we ought to live in your presence.
求主来到施恩。
Lord, be gracious.
向我们讲说话。
Speak unto us.
谁听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们都知道腓利门书是一个很特别的一卷书。
We know that this book of Philemon is a very special, unique book.
因为在保罗所写的13封的书信当中，
Because in the 13 letters which Paul wrote,
绝大部分都是给教会的书信，
a majority of those letters are to the church.
唯独这卷书是给私人的信。
But only this particular letter is to an individual.
并且这卷书好像似乎给私人的信来到提到很私人的事。
It seems as if this individual letter also is speaking of something very personal.
所以因此有些读圣经的人会怀疑究竟这封信是不是值得放在圣经的里面。
So there are many who read the Bible and doubt or question why this particular book is placed in the canon of the Bible.
既然神将这卷书放在这个经卷当中，一定有他完全的目的。
Since it is God who have placed this particular letter into the Bible, he has his purpose.
这一卷的腓利门书，
and this particular book in Philemon,
来讲，
according to the timeline,
应该是在保罗他第一次坐监在罗马的时候，
ought to be have written during the first imprisonment of Paul in Rome.
在那个时间里头所写的一封的信，
it was during that first imprisonment in Rome that it's a letter he wrote.
我们都知道保罗为着福音的缘故，
we know that Paul, for the sake of the gospel,
他被送到罗马去，
he was sent to Rome.
他亦在罗马那个地方 被囚禁大概达两年之久，
and he was imprisoned in Rome during that imprisonment for about 2 years.
因为感谢主在那段时间当中，他能够有一个的容许在自己租的地方住。
We thank the Lord that during that first imprisonment, he was able to live in his own quarters as he was imprisoned.
这个是在使徒行传末了的时候给我们看到的。
We're able to see that recording at the end of the book of Acts.
然而另外一方面，我们看见他虽然可以这样的自己住在自己的地方，
even though we can see that he is allowed to live quarantined in his own quarters,
但是他一点都没有自由。
Yet he was still without freedom.
他24小时都跟一个罗马的兵丁
24 hours a day, he was bound in chains with a Roman soldier.
所以圣经就让我们看见，他的而且是被囚的，是被捆锁的。
Therefore, the scriptures show us, indeed, he is a prisoner and he was in chains.
这些说话都显示在以弗所书、腓立比书和哥罗西书。
All these words recording are given to us in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
因此我们在那些地方来看的时候，
therefore, when we read those areas,
我们才能够说这几卷书称为监狱的书信。
We're able to call them prison epistles because he was in chains.
因为其他书信当中并没有好像这几卷书有这样的一些形容。
That is because in the other letters which Paul wrote, he was not described in that fashion.
我们感谢主，虽然保罗为着福音、为着基督的缘故，成为被囚的。
We thank the Lord, even though for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the gospel, Paul was made a prisoner.
他失去了他的自由。
And he lost his freedom.
他没办法再好像从前那样为着主到处的奔波。
Unlike he did before, that he was able to travel to various locations for the Lord.
依然将众教会的担子放在他的身上。
Yet he still bore the burden of the churches upon his shoulder.
他并没有忘记神所托付给过他的。
He did not forget what God has entrusted unto him.
而神亦都藉着他在这个监狱的里头，
God, through Paul, while he was in prison,
写下了几封的书信，
have written several letters.
然而喺呢个嘅时间当中
，nevertheless during this period of time，
佢亦都写低咗呢一卷嘅腓利门书。
At the same time, Paul also wrote this epistle.
所以如果按着时间嚟到睇
，therefore when we look at the timeline，
按着应当有嘅排序咧
，when we look at the chronological order，
呢一卷嘅书系应该放喺呢一个哥罗西书嘅后边。
This particular book, Philemon, ought to be placed behind Colossians.
因为这卷书也的而且确同哥罗西的教会有了一定的关系。
That is because this particular letter is also related to the church at Colossae.
但是在编排圣经的时候呢
But as the arrangement of the scriptures were
concerned, 人将它摆在提多书的后面。
Men have placed this book behind the book of Titus.
因为提摩太前后书、提多书都可以是给个人的书信。
That is because the books of to Timothy and the letters to Titus, they were all also more individualized.
所以人就将这一卷的同样的给个人书信就摆在同一个系列的里面。
Therefore, when the Bible was arranged, man placed this particular book in the series with those letters that are more personalized.
但是当我们要看这一卷的书的时候呢
But when we look at this particular letter,
就是我们看它成为了个人的书信。
When we look at it as an individual letter,
这个腓利门书,
this particular book to Philemon, 亦都跟
提摩太前后书、提多书不一样。
It is also different than the letters written to Timothy and Titus.
因为虽然提摩太前后书、提多都是给个人的，是给提摩太、给提多的。
Even though those particular letters were written to a personal sense to Titus and to Timothy,
但是这几卷的书仍旧讲到关乎教会的事情。
But those particular letters, those books were speaking concerning the church.
保罗因着他本来打算要回到以弗所，但是却是耽误了。
Paul had intended to return to Ephesus, but yet he tarried.
他没办法按时回到以弗所。
He was not able to arrive in Ephesus according to what he desired.
所以他写了提摩太前书。
Therefore, he wrote First and Second Timothy.
他话俾提摩太听话，假如我耽误日久嘅话，你都知道喺神嘅家中啲当怎样行。
He says to Timothy in those letters, if I delay, if I tarry, you ought to know how you conduct yourself in the household of God.
佢要让提摩太知道点样喺佢未嚟之先，就喺教会当中点样嘅嚟到帮助神嘅教会。
Before his arrival, he wrote to Timothy how Timothy was able to assist the church there in Ephesus.
对于提多亦都是同样的，我们看有相近的意义。
Likewise, we can see the similar verbiage in the book to the letter to Titus.
但是这卷的腓利门书呢？
But this particular letter, this book of Philemon,
都没有提到关乎教会的事。
It does not mention anything concerning the church.
纯然是提到个人的事。
It is speaking of a personal nature.
我们刚才读的时候就很明显地看到了。
When we read through it earlier, we can have that sense very clearly.
保罗不过为了一个的奴隶。
It was that Paul, for the sake of a slave,
一个从他主人腓利门那地方走了出来的奴隶，
a slave who have ran away from his owner, from Philemon,
叫做阿尼西姆，
and his name was Onesimus,
来到为着他写这封信来到向他主人求情，
and on behalf of Onesimus, Paul wrote a letter to Philemon, his owner, to beseech on behalf of him.
这个就是一封信的重心。
And that is the center point of this letter.
所以是非常非常私人的信。
Therefore, it is a very, very personal letter.
因此我刚才先就说，有些人认为这封信这么私人的，是不是值得放在圣经里头？
Therefore, I mentioned earlier, since it is such a personal letter, is it worthy to be placed amongst the books of the Bible?
也都有人说这封信只不过一个便条纸。
And some have made, lay claim to this letter is just a debate or to have a debate.
不过一张嘅
，as a notes，
一个附夹喺哥罗西书嗰笪地方嘅啫。
It was just some footnote that was should have been attached to the book of the letter which he wrote to Colossae。
将佢放喺非常非常低嘅位置。
So they placed this particular book in a very very low standing。
但系如果我哋仔细嚟读呢一卷书嘅时候，
But yet when we read this particular book in detail，
我哋却睇见呢一卷短短嘅腓利门书。
Even though it's such a short book, this letter of Philemon,
绝不下于保罗所写的以弗所、哥罗西、腓立比。
It is no less in a lower rank or standard than the letters which Paul wrote to Colossae, Ephesus, and Philippi.
我们都知道 腓立比书、以弗所、哥罗西。
We know these three books, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
特别是以弗所和哥罗西。
Especially Ephesians and Colossians.
都是告诉我们非常高深的道理。
They tell us very high and deep doctrine.
保罗将神的永远的心意向我们打开。
Paul expressed to us that eternal will of God.
让我们看见什么是神的奥秘，什么是基督的奥秘。
So that we're able to see from those books what is the mystery of God and the mystery of Christ.
让我们看见神心意当中的基督是怎么样。
We're able to see then what is the desire of the church in the heart of Christ.
也都让我们看见在基督心里面究竟教会是一件什么事。
What is the desire of God in Christ and the desire of the church in the heart of Christ.
这个是我们凡读过以弗所、哥罗西人都知道。
This is something we all realize.When we read through these books of Ephesians and Colossians,
因为喺呢两卷书里面俾我睇见神嘅奥秘就系基督。
That is because we can see in these two books the mystery of God is Christ.
保罗喺哥罗西书话俾我哋听。
Paul in Colossians tells us
神嘅奥秘就系基督。
That Christ is the mystery of God.
所积蓄嘅一切智慧同埋知识都喺佢嘅里头。
And all wisdom and knowledge is in Christ.
佢就系神嘅像。
And he is the very image of God.
是神的发表。
And he is the very manifestation, expression of God.
他是万有的主宰。
And he is also the Lord of all.
一切都是在他里面做，亦他为他做。
And all is created in him and for him.
他提醒我们必须持定这一位的基督，他是元首。
And Paul reminds us that we must hold fast to Christ who is the head.
是教会的元首。
And he is the head of the church.
有一天要做万有的主。
And one day he is to be manifest as the Lord.
非常清楚的一个这样的属灵的真理的教导。
And this is a very clear spiritual truth that is taught to us.
同样地在以弗所书让我们看见基督的奥秘。
Likewise, we're able to see from the book of Ephesians the mystery of Christ.
他说给以弗所教会听。
He tells the church in Ephesus.
我们读了这卷书就知道我知道福音的奥秘了。
And when you read through this letter, this book, you're able to know the mystery of the gospel.
什么是神的奥秘？什么是基督的奥秘
？What then is the mystery of Christ?
教会是基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
是这位充满万有者的丰满。
And he is the fullness of him who fills all and is in all.
这个是基督的奥秘。
And that is the mystery of Christ.
教会是一个嘅新嘅创造。
And the church is a new creation.
是神在基督里面一个新的造化， 一个新的创造。
It is a new creation that is created in Christ Jesus.
他和我们这班外邦人发生一个密切的关系。
And there is a close relationship with the Gentiles.
是让我们看见我们本来是以色列国民之外的人。
That the Gentiles realized we were far away, we were aliens outside of the covenant of Israel.
因着基督的缘故
But because of the sake of Christ,
我们能够在基督的里头
that we're able to be placed in Christ,
不管是犹太人或者是外邦人
whether we be Jews or Gentiles,
我们能够同蒙应许同为一体能够同为后嗣
that we are both made heirs and joint heirs and be one
我们不再是分做两部分
No longer is there a dividing wall separating us.
因为基督十字架将两者合而为一。
That is because through the Christ of Christ, the two have been made one.
是成为了一个新的创造。
And we have been made one, a new creation.
我们就看见这个新的人。
And we're able to see then this new man.
这个是教会。
And that is the church.
我们感谢主，我们在这些书信的里面看见保罗交通给我们这么伟大的真理。
We thank the Lord that through these letters of Paul, we see such truths from God.
当然他 在这些真理里面都教导我们。
And in these truths, he teaches us.
在我们行事为人上高应当怎样与蒙召的恩相称。
That how we ought to walk in a manner which we have been called.
我们应该怎样在基督里面彼此互相的接待。
That in Christ how we ought to receive one another.
显出这个基督身体应该有的光景。
That we ought to manifest the condition that ought to be as the body of Christ.
同样对我们在同一个时间保罗所写的腓立比书。
Likewise, during the same period of time when Paul wrote Philippians.
一面我们看见保罗将他自己的境况交通给神的教会。
On the one hand, Paul shares of his own condition to the church.
让他们知道他现在在监牢里面的情况。
So that they realize his situation while he is in prison.
他一点都没有因为坐监受捆锁而忧愁。
that he was did not lose his joy or in sorrow because it was in bounds and chains.
他裡面卻是滿有了喜樂,
but yet within he is still with rejoicing and joy.
而且他亦都勸勉神的兒女們,
and at the same time he also encourages the children of God
應當喜樂,
that you ought to rejoice.
常常的喜樂,
that you rejoice always.
靠主喜樂,
that rejoice in the Lord.
之所以能夠這樣,
and it is because of that.
因為他讓我們看到,
he allows for us to see.
在他裡面的生命,
the life that is in Paul.
不是活在他自己的裡頭, 不是活在他自己的生命當中,
that he is not living in his own situation or in himself.
他活著的是基督,
but for him to live is Christ.
他活出主自己的生命,
that he live out the life of Christ.
讓主的生命在他裡面活出來,
he allows for the life of the Lord to be lived out in him.
所以他能夠勝過外面一切的環境,
that life is able to overcome all the external situations.
他心思在主那地方,
and his heart, his mindset is in the Lord.
基督就是他的心思,
and the Lord himself is his mind.
因此他没有受任何外边的影响,
so he is not impacted by any of the external circumstances.
他整个人生目标就是主,
and his goal is the Lord himself.
他没有觉得他现在所处的困境好像人生没有前途了,
he did not feel because of the situation he's in, now he has all lost all hope and future in his life.
似乎是一无所有了,
it seems like now he has nothing.
似乎在困境里头,
he is in a hardship and difficulty.
似乎在艱難的當中,
in hardship,
但是他卻說他能夠滿足,
yet Paul says he is able to be satisfied.
因此你就看見保羅的生命是一個這樣的生命,
therefore we're able to see this is such a life which Paul has.
當然他亦都勸勉弟兄姊妹,
of course at the same time he encourages brothers and sisters,
應該怎樣過在基督裡的生活,
how we ought to live a life that is in Christ Jesus.
不單只應當在喜樂的裡頭,
not only ought we live in joy,
亦都應當在同一個心思的裡頭,
but we ought to be of one mind.
不是僅僅顧著自己, 亦都顧著眾人的事,
not only be mindful of our own business, but also the, be mindful of others' business.
这个都是相当丰富的交通,
and this is a very rich, abundant fellowship.
但是我们再来思想一下,
but when we give further consideration,
我们看一看为什么缘故圣灵将这一卷的腓利门书亦都同一个时间摆在这个范围的当中,
we can then consider why is it that the Holy Spirit will also place the book of Philemon amongst the letters, those three letters we just went over.
神要藉著保羅在這段時間亦都寫下了這一卷的腓利門書,
that's because during this timeline Paul also wrote this particular letter to Philemon.
沒錯,這一卷的腓利門書,
yes, this letter to Philemon,
的而且確是為著一個逃走的奴隸來求情, it
was indeed on behalf of a slave who have ran away.
保羅為著他寫給他的同工亦都給他的至好的朋友腓利門,
on the sake of the Onesimus, Paul wrote to his partner, his fellow worker, his dear friend Philemon.
但是如果我們從整個的以弗所、哥羅西、腓立比來看這件事,
but when we look at this particular event in light of those three books to Ephesus, to Philippi and Colossae, then we can look at this very small, minor letter to Philemon.
你看,
we're able to come into contact with an actual person.
你看到一个实际的教会的生活,
we're able to see then an actual living a life that is manifested in the church.
什么叫做活在教会基督身体里头?
What does it actually mean to live in the church in the body of Christ?
什么叫做活在这个神的家中?
What does it mean to live in the house of God?
是一个在神家里面的人的一个表现,
and this ought to be the manifestation of one who is in the household of God.
保罗他讲这么高深的道理,
when Paul gives us such high and deep doctrine,
他不是只是活在这个空中的道理当中,
he is not only living in the very abstract doctrine of such
teaching. 现在保罗他是将他自己 怎样活在这个交通的里头表现了出来,
but Paul manifests to us himself how he is to display the fellowship of this doctrine.
弟兄姊妹,很多时候我们非常的惭愧,
brothers and sisters, many a times we are ashamed,
特别是对我们自己多服侍主的人来讲,
especially for us who serve the Lord much,
我们的惭愧是很多时候我们讲得相当高,
our being ashamed is because many times we preach very high doctrine,
我们能够讲一套的道理,
and we are able to preach a very good teaching,
我们能够用了很多属灵的名词,
and we can use much spiritual terms,
我们能够知道很多所谓的神的那个旨意,
and we are able to know much of the so-called will of God,
但是好像在我们生活的里头,
But yet in our very daily living,
很难让人碰到活出咗呢一个嘅实际嚟。
It is very difficult for others to encounter that we actually live out this reality practically.
人可以从我哋听见一堆嘅道理。
Others may hear a lot of doctrine from us.
明白乜嘢叫做神嘅旨意。
And they are able to understand mentally what is the will of God.
当然呢个系应该要讲嘅。
Of course we ought to preach this.
当然因为呢个系神嘅话。
Of course, we have to preach that because that's the word of God.
这个神的教会所必须要知道的真理,
and that is the truth that the church must know.
但是神的真理却并不是仅仅在我们头脑的知识的里面。
Yet the truth of God merely cannot stay in our mind, in our head.
它是应当活在我们生活的实际当中。
The truth must be able to live out, to be displayed in our daily living.
所以你也都看见, 无论是以弗所也好,
therefore, we see whether it's Ephesians or Colossians.
你总是看见两个部分很平衡的。
We're able to see that these two books are very balanced.
一面是一至到三章, 你看见保罗所讲的真理。
On the one hand, we can see in the first few chapters the truth which Paul preaches.
一面在后面的部分,你看到很实际的这个提醒。
But at the last end of the book, we're able to see very practical reminders from Paul.
因为你不单要知道你在基督里面所蒙的恩。
That is because we can not only know the grace which has been bestowed upon us in Christ.
你更需要活出这个恩典的生活。
But even more so, we must be able to live out this life of grace.
所以他说你需要活出行事为人,要蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, Paul tells us we must walk in a manner that we are worthy of the calling which we have been called.
所以他很仔细地来到给我们很多的教导。
Therefore, Paul very detailed gives us practically teachings that we can apply.
我们在个人的生活当中,
whether it be in our individual living,
或者在我们家庭, 我们的社会的生活里面,
or in our family or in society.
神的灵都藉着保罗教导我们怎样来到处,
but the Spirit also through Paul teaches us how we ought to live.
应当怎样样的来到生活,
how we ought to live in our daily living.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
保罗不单将这个来到教导我们,
Paul not only teaches us this,
保罗自己就在这些话里面给我们看到他怎样活出这个实际,
but in these words, Paul also shows us himself how he lives out these practically.
当然他在腓立比书里面,他明显就让我们看见他的生命是一个什么样的生命。
Of course, in the book of Philippians, Paul tells us what kind of life he manifests.
他怎样处那个环境,
and how he would deal with the circumstances which he himself is in.
这个实在是给我们看见保罗他的那个生活的表现是让我们羡慕的。
Well, we're able to see the life which Paul displays, and we envy, we admire that.
但是对于在教会的生活当中,
but as far as the life that we are to display in the church,
在肢体的相处的里头,
as we are members thereof of one another, how we live to live.
到底我们怎样活出这个教会的生活的实在呢?
How do we live out the practical reality of this church life?
似乎藉着这一卷的腓利门书,
it seems through the book of Philemon,
就让我们看到这里有一个人,
we're able to see that there is an actual person here.
他不单是懂得神的奥秘的事,
not only does he know, he is one who knows the mystery of God,
他更是活出一个属灵的实际,
but he also lived out the spiritual reality.
在生活的里面,
in his life,
在教会的生活当中,
in church life,
他活出一个教会生活实际来,
he lived out this church living that is very practical.
所以这一卷的腓利门书,
therefore this book to Philemon,
绝对不是一个小的书,
it is not a very minor book at all.
不是好像我们仅仅说, 我们知道这一卷书是为着这个亚尼西姆求情就是这么简单。
It is not merely a book we know, this is a letter on behalf of Onesimus to plead on his behalf. It is not that simple. Of course, very apparently, this letter was addressed to Philemon. Though this book does not list out for us very clearly the truth in the church, or it does not say to the church at a certain location, but at the same time, this is a book that is written to the church. Because even at the very beginning, it shows us. Paul says, not only Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that it is to Philemon, but he also says, and to the church that meets in your home.
换言之,
In other words,
你一封信, 不单只是腓利门收了,
therefore, this is a letter not only addressed only to Philemon.
你一封信亦都会让在腓利门家里的教会都知道,
but it is also for the church that meets in the home of Philemon.
所以这个亦都不仅仅是关系到腓利门的事,
therefore, this is not merely an issue that only has to deal with Philemon.
亦都是关系到教会的事,
but it is also an issue that deals with the church.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有觉得有些稀奇?
Now, I don't know if brothers and sisters would wonder.
个人的事和教会的事有什么关系?
What is the matter that is personal have to do with the church?
这里有一件事情的发生,
there is this event here.
就是这个腓利门,
this Philemon,
他家里有个奴隶,
he had this slave in his house.
阿尼西姆,
and the name of this slave was Onesimus. And Onesimus ran away from his owner. Of course, in this letter, it does not tell us why he ran away. But from the word of Paul, we clearly see.
我们可以这样去看到,
we can understand it in this way.
显然地,这个阿尼西姆是偷了主人的东西了,
very evidently, Onesimus have stole from his master's house.
所以保罗先说, 如果他亏欠了你什么,争了你什么, 这条账就归在我身上。
So Paul says that whatever he owes to you, charge it to me.
他绝对不是因为主人家对他刻薄,
it was not because he was abused by his master, so he ran away. It was not because he was cast out. But because he have offended, he have shortchanged his master. And he have robbed from his master. So he ran away and he was in Rome.
当然我们有一些人说, 哎呀, 为什么保罗会遇到这个阿尼西姆呢?
Of course, then you continue the line of thought and you say, how did Paul encounter then this Onesimus?
整个这么大的罗马城,
a Rome, such a great and big city.
怎么会突然间会遇到他呢?
How is it that Paul would encounter Onesimus?
一面当然是主宰神主宰的手啊,
of course, on the one hand, it is by the sovereignty of God.
对于阿尼西姆来说,
of course, on Onesimus' point of view, he would never have imagined this to happen. Now, we don't know much about Onesimus. Was he born into the house of Philemon? Or was he made a captive?
被买来的呢?
And he was purchased as a slave. We do not know these facts. We only know the fact that Onesimus is a slave. In those days, in those society, perhaps because of war or other reasons, that they were made captives and made slaves. And other circumstances, maybe because of their they were in poverty, so they sold themselves as slaves.
自然也都有个好可能呢,在卖身之下,这个主人家里面,他生儿子。
Perhaps he was also the son of a slave in this household of Philemon.
于是乎亦都有些后面的一代的奴隶要产生。
Therefore then, those born to the slaves also becomes the slaves of the master.
奴隶生的仔不可能变成主人,都只是奴隶。
Because you are born as a slave, you will remain a slave, and you cannot just because you are new life that you are a master. We do not know what the condition of Onesimus is. But we know one thing.
他显然地,
very apparently,
他是曾经认识过保罗,
that he once knew Paul. Now, how did he come to know Paul?
也许,
perhaps.
因着保罗, 在以弗所三年的时间,
that's because Paul has spent 3 years time in Ephesus.
由于他的主人, 这个阿尼西姆的主人,
perhaps Onesimus' master, his owner,
这个腓利门, 他是一个做生意的人,
and that Philemon was a merchant.
他家里面是稍微富裕,
and because he was in business, he was more wealth,
所以他的屋, 相当的大,
so he had a great house.
因此你先读到说,
therefore, we're able to read such terms as the church that meets in your home.
是的, 没错, 两三个人奉主名主在我们中间,
that is true. When two or three are gathered in his name, he is in our midst.
但是我们相信这个腓利门家里的教会绝对不是只有两夫妇加一个仔,
we can have reason to believe this house, this church is not just made up of Philemon, his wife, and his son, two or three.
显然也有很多人,
it is very apparent there are others in gathered together in his home. At the very least, when we read the book to Colossae and when we read Philemon here,
你在哥罗西书第四章你就发现了,
when we see the greetings in chapter 4 of Colossians,
提到一个人叫做以巴弗,
and there is this name of Epaphras in Colossians.
在这里也提到以巴弗,
here in Philemon, Epaphras was also mentioned again.
并且以巴弗也都有相当的对教会的服事的帮助,
Epaphras was also very used very beneficially for the service ministry of the church.
所以我们很显然哥罗西教会在腓利门的家里面,
from those recordings we're able to see that the church met at Philemon's home.
而这个家显然也是一个相当宽敞的一个家,
we're able to understand this is a rather large house.
这个腓利门有一个是做生意的人,
perhaps Philemon was a businessman,
因着生意的缘故,
and for the reason of his business,
就好像保罗在腓立比遇到那个女底下一样,
it's just like, for example, how Paul met Lydia in Philippi.
保罗在以弗所的三年的时间,
during his 3 years in Ephesus,
这个腓利门他到了以弗所,
so Philemon then went to Ephesus also during this period of time. Perhaps Philemon went to Ephesus with Epaphras.
更或许他带着这个奴隶尼哥的亚尼西姆也同过到过以弗所,
perhaps that he brought along on this trip the slave Onesimus.
因为整个保罗行程里面,你未,你在使徒行传,你未曾读到有一次保罗去过哥罗西,
that is because during his journeys that we read in the book of Acts, it does not record for us that Paul went to Colossae.
保罗是很想到哥罗西,
Paul desired to go to Colossae.
所以现在他写这封信的时候,我盼望藉着你们的祷告,我能够到你那个地方去,
therefore, even as he writes this letter, he says, through your prayers, I long to meet with you there.
也都希望你为我预备地方,
and that you, I will also desire that you will prepare room for me.
所以我们就能够相信,
so we're able to reason then,
这个的,
This Philemon,
他是在以弗所与保罗相遇,
he would have met Paul in Ephesus.
甚至乎他在以弗所因着保罗所传福音他蒙恩了,
perhaps he even was bestowed grace through the preaching of the gospel at Ephesus by Paul.
从那个时间开始,他们彼此也多有来往,
and from that time on, they met together quite often.
因此保罗称他为亲爱的同工,
therefore, Paul calls him, my dear friend, my fellow worker.
因着他蒙恩了,
because now he has received grace.
也都可能因着以巴弗也都同样蒙受恩典,
likewise, Epaphras also received grace.
他们在回到哥罗西,
when they returned back to Colossae,
他们在那个树开始了这个神的教会,
and there they began the church of God there in Colossae.
福音也都因着他们而传开,
and the gospel, because of their sake, was also being spread.
教会在哥罗西建立,
and the church was established in Colossae.
同样地,以巴弗在那个地方显出了相当的属灵的表现,
likewise, the prophet was able to manifest his spiritual ministry there. And Philemon also excelled in his faith and love in the Lord. And all the saints there will also receive of this grace that was in him. He had much fellowship with Paul. And Paul also greatly admired him. While in prison, Paul would pray much for him.
为他祷告的时候,想到他,他就为了他感谢神,
and each thought of him, Paul would give thanks on his behalf.
这个很显然,你看见保罗和腓利门的情况,
we're able to see this condition between Paul and Philemon.
就因着这个缘故, and阿尼西姆,
and because of that relationship, then Onesimus, he was able to meet with Paul. Perhaps at that time he was not yet saved.
他没有相信主,
he did not believe in the Lord.
但是有一天,
but one day,
哎呀,
when he felt there was much pain and sorrow in his life,
人生, 人做人, 我亦都是做人。
Others are living and I'm living as well.
為何我不生在帝王家?
Why was I not born in the household of a king?
我竟然生在奴隸家裡面。
But I'm born in the house as a slave.
我們讀中文聖經的時候,
when we read the Chinese translation, here the translation is as a bond servant. But in fact, he is just plainly a slave.
無論中文聖經也好,
whether in the Chinese translation or English translation, there is many translations that does not translate it as that Onesimus was a slave.
中文的聖經當中,
in the Chinese translation,
翻譯提到這個奴仆仆人的事,
when it says that he's a servant or a bond servant,
但是他有118次,
but there is 118 times when this was used.
絕大部分都是翻譯做仆人,
many times the term is translated as servant.
但是他有16次翻譯做奴仆,
there are 16 times it is translated in the term bond servant.
在英文聖經裡面多半也都是翻譯做這個仆人。
In much of the English translation, the servant, the translation word servant is used.
很少的地方只有大概六次翻譯做這個bondman。
There is only about 6 times it was translated as bondman.
只有少數的一些聖經,
a very, very small translation that is used,
它翻譯做奴隸,
that is used that Onesimus was a slave.
剛才我在後面的書室翻一翻 Amplified的聖經。
I was in the library earlier and I was looking through the Amplified translation.
這個英文版本它就翻譯做 slave.
And in that particular translation, in the Amplified translation, is translated as slave.
它是翻得很準確。
That is a very accurate translation.
因為他的確應該是奴隸,
because Onesimus in his position was a slave.
在當日的社會奴隸相當的多,
in those societies, the slaves was very common.
但是奴隸和仆人是絕對不相同,
but being a slave and being a servant, they are absolutely different.
今天許多人家裡都有仆人,
there are many servants even in our households today, perhaps.
今天你在某個公司或者某個機構裡面做事,你都可能做一個仆人,
perhaps. So when you work for an employer or a company, you're considered a servant. But as a servant, you have your own right of ownership. And you have your working hours. When those hours are up, you're able to be home free. But as a slave, that is not the case. Whether you're a captive or you're purchased, whether you're born in the household, your whole life, your destiny, it is all in the hands of your owner, your master. You have no freedom whatsoever. Your life, your ownership is in the hand of this owner. And when the master deals with the slave, it is dealing with the slave as any of the possessions which he owns. The others may be material matters. You belong to me, you're my possession, but the only difference is you're living and you're active.
所以有些惡的主人,
so when you have some wicked owners,
當他這個奴隸有病痛的時候,
when the slave is sick,
甚至乎可能沒有辦法再醫治的時候,
perhaps when the slave is beyond cure,
他就將他吊在門口就算了,
he will just cast the slave out his door and
forget about him,
because now this possession of mine is useless.
所以你就看看他這個奴隸人生是一點價值都沒有的,
so you're able to see as a slave you have no value in your life whatsoever.
人家完全看不起一個這樣的人,
others will look down upon a slave.
當然有很多的奴隸,
of course, there are many slaves.
亦都有他相當的知識, 有相當的本事,
they are also with much knowledge and much capability.
他們有可能被主人抬舉,
perhaps they may be exalted by the master.
在家裡面成為了管家,
so they may be a steward in the master's house.
成為了教師,
or maybe a teacher in his house.
這個亦都有,
that is possible.
所以你讀到加拉太書的時候, 你就看到這個故事,
so when we read the book of Galatians, we can see that story.
但是我們不知道這個阿尼西姆,
but But as far as Onesimus is concerned,
他顯然地不是好像加拉太書咁樣被抬舉嘅奴隸。
We do not know his story, and he is not exalted as the story that is given to us in Galatians.
他顯然地心裡面覺得他非常不忿。
And he feels that he is just filled with anger.
我點解會生喺個咁樣嘅地位上高？
Why am I born in such a position?
我總係要出去闖一番天地。
I must go out and make my own life.
人生總係要有出頭天。
That I have to have a good life in this life.
所以佢趁著佢主人唔為意嘅時候。
And so while it's unbeknownst to his master,
將個主人最貴重嘅嘢就偷走咗。
So he stole the most precious thing of his master's.
佢偷走咗之後,
after he robbed him,
走去邊啊?
Where did he go?
你在三藩市偷走了東西,你走去哪裡?
If you rob something in San Francisco, where will you run away to?
當然你在三藩市都不容易找到我的。
Of course, even if I hide in San Francisco, you won't easily find me.
但是當你在這個小小哥羅西,
but in this small town of Colossae,
到底比起羅馬來說,
when I compare to the great and big city of Rome,
當然差得很遠啊,
of course, it's farther away.
即使好像這個哥羅西也許都是一個不錯的地方,
perhaps Colossae is a very nice area.
但是, 我的主人有名望,
but my master is well known here.
主人有這麼多的奴隸,
and he has so many slaves.
也有這麼多的朋友,
he has so many friends.
假如我仍舊停留在哥羅西,
if I still remain in Colossae,
很快我就被捉回去,
very quickly I'll be captured.
所以有這麼遠走這麼遠,
so I run away as far as I can.
走到羅馬的大城,
so I run into this big city, this great city of Rome.
茫茫人海,
and it's so filled with multitudes.
誰找到我啊?
Who would recognize me here?
這個正常的想法,
and this is a very normal way of thinking.
所以他走就走得遠一點,
so he ran further away.
但他千想萬想都沒想到,
but in no matter how he can imagine this would happen.
他有一天竟然被人捉到啊,
but one day he would be arrested.
這個捉到的,
and the one that is arrested, not because he committed any crime. He would not be able to be in the same arrangement as Paul. But being arrested in this way, perhaps he was found out by Epaphras. Now Epaphras was also chains, but he was not because of his crimes, just like Paul, but he was willingly to accompany Paul.
他是哥羅西人, 他跑到羅馬來服侍保羅。
Epaphras was from Colossae, but he came to serve, to minister to Paul in Rome.
所以他亦都可以離開保羅, 出到外面去。
So that he was able to leave Paul in his quarters and go outside.
或者有一天,
perhaps one day,
當他在這個路上的時候,
on the way,
忽然間身邊閃了一個人,
someone ran by him.
哎呀, 望回頭,
and he looked back.
這個人似曾相識,
I recognize this
一望再真點,
person. When I look closely,
這個就是阿尼西姆,
this is Onesimus.
所以他再喊他的時候,
so when he called for him,
阿尼西姆也在發現到了,
perhaps Onesimus realized.
所以拔腳就跑,
so he continued to run.
不知道追了幾條街,
perhaps he chased him down a few blocks.
被伊伯弗捉住他,
and he was caught by Epaphras.
你為什麼緣故跑到這個地方?
Now, why are you here?
哎呀, 他沒辦法,
He had no other way.
所以他就同以巴弗嚟到保罗嗰度。
He had to confess, and he came with Epaphras to Paul.
當然有另外一個講法,
of course, there's other possibilities.
哎呀,這個阿尼西姆,
This Onesimus,
奴隸到底是奴隸啊?
He's a slave. He's still a slave.
實在不知道究竟錢有幾大,
so he just didn't know what he was facing.
他以為偷了主人的東西就可以呢, 一世都不用憂,
he thought that once he stole the treasure, he can just live on it for his life.
他絕對都沒想到來到羅馬這個大城,
he would not think that when he's in this big city of Rome,
哎呀, 原來錢是這麼不見使的,
this money just gets burned through very quickly.
哎呀, 你以為現在美金很大,
you think that the dollar is very strong.
你絕對想不到一箱箱人民幣比你多得多,
but the RMB is much stronger.
你絕對不知道原來在這裏一下那些錢就沒有了,
you don't realize that you will spend all your money just in a blink,
就窮了,
and very quickly you're out of money.
連飯都很可能沒辦法吃,
perhaps now he has no food.
忽然間想起,
so then he thought of,
保羅好像就在羅馬,
I think Paul is in Rome.
我們在那個地方有個人以巴弗,他不是來服侍保羅嗎?
I know someone in Colossae, Epaphras, he came to serve Paul here.
所以他都打聽到保羅在哪個地方的,
so he found out where Paul was.
哎呀, 他只能夠來到保羅那個地方,
so he can only come to where Paul is.
他盼望保羅給他一些幫助,
he was looking for some help from Paul.
我相信保羅過去曾經都對他有相當好的一個表現,
perhaps Paul was rather kind to him in the past.
所以他想來到保羅的地方得點恩典,
so he wanted to seek Paul out to find some favor with him. thank God.
的而且从保罗那一带地方得着恩惠。
And from Paul, he did receive favor.
也得着了6000的恩惠。
And he received a heavenly blessing. He encountered Paul. And he was also arrested. Perhaps he was arrested by
Epaphras.
But even more so, he was apprehended of God. He was apprehended by the Lord. And we thank the Lord. This likewise also shows us the grace which we receive in Christ. We are those who ought to belong to God. Because our origin, our root is of God. Yet we did not know God. And we did not come to realize and consider God. And we have come short of our God. And we ran away from God. And we thought we can do whatever we want in this life. And we thought we can live the way my life the way I want to. But we did not consider at the end of our life is death. But we thank God. Even for a group such as us, and we have fallen to a condition where we're made slaves to sin. One day the grace of God came upon us, and one day we were gained by God. And our entire life, now our life has been transformed. Now no longer are we slaves to sin. And now we are freed and we are set free. And Paul says, no longer slaves. But a dear brother, we thank the Lord. And this is all our own experience. And this is the grace all have been bestowed. And this is indeed the great grace which we have been bestowed. And we are met by the Lord and we are apprehended by the Lord. But on the other hand, we're able to see. Even though this is our case, we're able to see that the life of Christ is in us. That we ought to know how we live correctly. Paul shares the gospel to Onesimus. Paul also considers Onesimus.
当然,
of course,
这个阿尼西姆,
this Onesimus,
他很难得逃出去,
it was very hard for him to escape. Now he has received grace and he is one who is in Christ.
从人的角度来看,
from man's perspective, he ought to always remain with Paul.
確實的,
that's true. Paul also admired this young man because of the transformation of his life. And now he is made to serve. Not like before. He was not filled with envy and hatred. And he would not consider how he has lived a life of sorrow. But now the life of the Lord has enlightened the darkness in his heart. And he's able to understand. I believe before Paul wrote this letter, he wrote Colossians. And when Paul read and wrote each of those words, perhaps it was Timothy, or perhaps it was Epaphras. Maybe it was one of them that wrote the pen each word that Paul spoke. And Onesimus heard very clearly. That there are certain areas when that was read, he would feel how he wished for his master to have forgiven him his debts. That is because Paul says, in Christ, forgive one another. And when Paul spoke those words to be penned, how you ought to be a servant, to act like a servant. Not as eye-pleasing men. But you ought to serve as to the Lord. Onesimus heard those words and knew. Even though now I am still a slave. But my service today, I serve in the presence of Christ. Because Paul also said, just as Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter
7,
and if you are slaves and you were called, and you are saved, and do not be sorrowful because of that position, and that you are still you are serving as you are called. Because when you are called as a slave, you have freedom in Christ. And when you are called as freeman, you are made a bondman in Christ. And even Onesimus have heard such words from Paul. And so he served with diligence. And Paul has a desire to keep Onesimus, and so that on behalf of Philemon, that Onesimus would serve Paul. But Paul did not do so. The reason why Paul did not do this, there are many opinions about this letter. Others would claim that Paul is using this occasion to overturn slavery of those days. That is not the case. That is not what Paul was entrusted with. That is not the principle in which God works. Perhaps others would think, Paul should not have written this. How come he did not ask Philemon to set Onesimus free? To set Onesimus free. Even so, when we read, we understand. Very strictly, this was at the lip of Paul, who was to utter these words. But Paul did not say outright. On the contrary, we are able to see. When Paul wrote this letter, but sent this letter along with Onesimus back to the house of Philemon. We would wonder, did Paul forget about the old covenant? If you remember, what in the Pentateuch, in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 15, it says, if there was a slave that ran away from his master's house, do not bring him back. That's true. Because under the law, if you send the slaves back, you're sending him to his death. That is because the owner, the master, have a right to kill him. Perhaps he will be scarred, branded on his face with this mark. So all will know that he was a slave who sinned or who broke the law. But now Paul would send Onesimus back. Why? Brothers and sisters. Because Paul deeply knew the gospel of Christ transcends, is beyond the law. The gospel of Christ has brought us to higher ground.
Gospel of Christ,
so that we will come to understand even a deeper matter. As far as Onesimus is concerned, not because now he has received grace.
对于过去亏负人得罪人的事情就可以一了百了。
All the consequences because of his actions that he have come short, shortchange others, would be all forgotten.
他需要面对。
He must face them.
他需要面对这个过去的亏欠。
He must face the consequences of his actions of his past.
他需要对主人来求原谅。
Yeah, he has to ask for forgiveness from his owner. Brothers and sisters, even though we have received grace, and in Christ we are a new creation, are we not taught also from the Word of God? We have to deal with our past. We have to come to deal with those who we have shortchanged. Not only do we have to confess our sins and receive forgiveness from God, likewise, if we have shortched any others, we have to confess before them and ask for forgiveness. And that is the work of the gospel of Christ within us. And then we're able to see the forgiveness that is in Christ. So Paul must send Onesimus back.
另外一方面,
on the other hand,
不用保罗,
he does not allow for Onesimus to remain with him. That is because he did not receive the consent of Philemon.
他雖然明知道腓利門, 他如果開口,
Paul knew that if he asked Philemon for this, Philemon will agree.
但他說我不知道你的意思,
but yet, if I do not have your consent, I will not force you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你從這些細細微微的話裡面,
from these very detailed minor words, we're able to see then this story. We're able to see this apostle who was filled with all the mysteries of God. He indeed lived amongst the body of Christ. He tells us in Colossians, that you cannot have any chasm amongst the body. We must forgive one another. And so now he has made the two one.
他叫这两个人看见在基督里,
so for this letter, he sees that two in Christ,
再没有任何的尴尬,
there is no more gap.
需要彼此将严曲拿开,
so you must remove any barriers.
他需要彼此的饶恕,
you must forgive one another.
他要让他们真看到,
that they would realize
我怎样样告诉你听,
how I have preached to you
在基督里面,
in Christ.
不再分这个犹太人,
there is no more of the either Jewish or Gentile. No matter freeman or bondman. And in this is a very clear example illustration.
再者我们看见,
here we're able to see.
保罗在这地方很清楚地让我们看见,
very clearly, Paul here shows us.
他说我为什么为这个人写这封信?
And why did I write this letter?
因为这里这个人,
because this person here, he is none other.
现在这个人,
here now,
他是我心上的人,
but he is my very heart, he is my bowel.
他说我现在打发他回去你那个地方,
and now that I would send him back to you,
他说我心上的人,
he is my very heart.
什么叫心上的人?
What does that mean? He is in my bowel.
我们中文的翻译翻得不够清晰。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it's not even deep enough.
我的心肝,
has to be, you are my very treasure. You are my bowel.
你说我是我的心肝,
now, you are me.
是啊, 你, 这个父母对你的宝贝子女, 你说这个是我的心肝。
So as a parent, you can realize that when you call your child, you are my life, you are my treasure.
是啊, 你拍拖的时候, 你说这是我的心肝宝贝。
And when you're dating someone, you say to the other, oh, you are my, you are me.
你有没有对你隔离的, 对你的肢体, 你说你是我心肝,
do you say to your brother or sister, say, you are my bowel, you are my very heart.
这个这么噁心的, 又说不出了。
Now you say, oh, that's just too much for me to say.
但保罗真的很噁心, 如果是这样,
but if that was the case, that Paul was not ashamed to call that.
保罗说,
but Paul says he is my very heart.
对于我来说,
as far I am concerned, here's my bowel.
所以保罗能够说, 你见到他,你接纳他就是接纳我。
So Paul says, when you receive him, you are receiving me.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters.
这个是基督的身体。
And that is the body of Christ.
这个是在基督身体里面同着肢体的光景。
And that is condition when we are members one another.
保罗说基督的身体,
Paul says, the body of Christ.
不单没有任何的地位,任何的种族等等的界别。
There is no separation depending on position or race.
保罗说,
But Paul says, the body of Christ.
你必须看见你的肢体就是你的心肝。
But you must see that your member is your very heart, your bowel.
你必须看见你的肢体就是你身上的一部分。
You must see that the member of the body is part of you.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters.
如果我们真实认识一件这样的事,
if we truly know and realize this,
你就能够看见你怎样为着你的肢体,
then you're able to see what you ought to do for your member. And you're willing to do what Paul was willing to do.
对吗?
Is that right?
保罗岂不是在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们,
did Paul not say in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
身上的肢体,
that the members of the body,
人以为不俊美的,
and that which is unbecoming,
越发应该比较俊美吗?
Shall be covered with more comeliness.
岂不是以弗所书告诉我们,
does he not tell us in Ephesians?
他告诉我们,
he tells us,
从来没有人恨恶他自己的身体,
that no one will hate his own body. Is that true?
现在保罗就让我们看到,
so Paul tells us now,
这个人以为不俊美的肢体,
that which is uncomely,
这个人看不起的这个奴隶,
that this slave that everyone looks down upon,
现在他摆他在一个这样的地位上高,
and now he is placed in such a position,
不单止是奴隶,
no longer a slave,
当他回到仍然是奴隶,
he is still in the position of a slave,
但现在不单止是奴隶,
but no longer a slave,
是我亲爱的弟兄,
but my dear brother,
不单止是奴隷,
not only not a slave,
是我的一部分,
but a part of me.
我应该要让他给你看到,
and I ought to show you this,
他有他俊美的一面,
that he has his side where he is comely,
他有他相当的一个价值,
and he has his value.
这个的尼西姆,
and this Onesimus,
现在对于我和你,
as far as you and I are concerned, he is a part of our body. So he says to Philemon, all that he has, all that is owed to you, all his debt, I am willing to bear for him. And that is shown to us by Paul. How he taught. It's just the way he lived out. Not did he not say in Philippians, do not only be mindful of your own matters, but be mindful of the matters of others.
你顾别人的事,
and when you're mindful of the matters of others, who are you mindful of?
个人不要单顾自己的事,
do not only be mindful of your own matters.
哎呀,我顾长老的事,
oh, I am mindful of the elders' matters. I am mindful of the matter of those who have fame. Be mindful of the matter of those who I have nothing to do with, that I don't like.
现在保罗说,
but Paul says, I'm mindful of others.
那是一个人所看不起的人的事,
he was mindful of someone who others looked down upon.
保罗岂不是告诉我们,
Paul, did he not tell us,
应该有基督耶稣的心思为心思,
that let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个心思是个什么心思?
And what is this mind?
那是降卑他的自己,
and this mindset, this mind is to lower, 我们, humble ourselves.
我们主本与神同等,
that our Lord was, did not find equality with God as a matter to be grasped.
反倒虚己,
but yet he emptied himself. And in the fashion of a man, he, in the fashion of a servant, he came as an image of a man. And he was willing to give of his life, the cost of his life for us. And he was not mindful of himself, but he lowered his own position, his status. But for you and for me,
我们这一帮在罪里面的奴隶,
for us who were made slaves to sin.
現在保羅同樣地俾我睇見,
but now Paul also shows us
他怎樣在這個基督心思的裡頭,
how he himself was in this mind of
Christ.
He lowered himself.
我雖然靠著基督,
and even though in Christ
能夠放膽吩咐你合宜的事,
I can charge you to do what you ought to do.
但是我沒有用一個這樣的權,
but I did not use this authority of mine. I did not use my status as an apostle. But I have lowered myself. But in love, I charge you.
我在哥羅西書告訴大家,
and I've told you in Colossians that let all things be done in love. And so now today I show you, I lower myself, and in love, and I plead with you in love,
我求你来接纳这个人,
that you would accept this person.
Now
very clearly we can see Paul living out this condition.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个是保罗摆在我们面前,
this is what Paul placed before us. He lived a life that is a life in the body of Christ. And because he is my member, so his matter is my matter. Because he is a part of my body, so we're able to see one another, that we can bear one another's burdens. And because of this sake, Paul is able to tell Philemon that you can charge all his debt to me, and I shall repay you. But Paul says, now remember also that you owe me your very self. Paul says, some say that Paul is very wise in this letter, that he spoke very skillfully, so that Philemon would not have a way out. But I do not believe Paul is using man's wisdom. But Paul does indeed show Philemon, you and I, this is our dear brother, but you also do this. Before when you knew him, and now you gain him again. But even though he has departed away from you, temporarily, but now you have him for good. So now when you receive him as me. And I'm willing to pay on his behalf. But I must tell you, but also you owe me your very self. That's true. As far as the gospel was concerned, Philemon received the gospel of Paul because he received spiritual help from Paul. So he ought to have owed Paul this debt. But in a spiritual sense, Paul shows us how we ought to display the life of members of one another in the body of Christ. If you feel you're one who have never owed anything to anyone, only others owe me, then we cannot manifest a life of love. Brothers and sisters, you recall the story that our Lord told in the Gospel according to Matthew. When Peter came to ask the Lord, if my brother sinned against me, Lord, how many times I ought to forgive him? And our Lord said to him, he tells us this story. And so there was one who owed his master a talent. He could not repay. And he pleaded with his master, I can sell all my possessions, I cannot repay you. And the master says, I forgive your debt. And all is forgiven. But now then, this very same person, he went out. And he saw his fellow companion. And only owed him a very little denarii. And he choked him. You must repay me. He cannot. And the one who was in debt pleaded with him so that he would show some forgiveness. But he put him in prison. And others saw and could not hold back. And told his master. And so because of this, if we do not see how much we have owed to others, and how much grace that was bestowed to us, and we will treat our fellow companions that way. Only when we see we have come short of others, and we owed even more, then we can forgive our brother. Paul here sees. You are one who owe me your very self. That's true. We have come short of the Lord. What do we have that we think others owe us? In the past, there is this elder brother. Before his passing on, he would travel between Canada and Hong Kong.
每一次離開香港,回加拿大,加拿大回來香港,
and each time he would travel between Canada and Hong Kong, he would always take me out for dim sum.
每一次飲茶,
and each time when we had dim sum, he was in his 90s.
我這個人飲茶,
when he would dine with me, of course, I would eat more than him.
但他總是不讓我找數,
but he would never let me pay.
是不是吃多一點, 吃多一點?
He would say, eat more, eat more.
哎呀, 我一定會爭著給錢,
he would pay the bill.
每一次他都說一句話,
and each time he would say this,
他說弟兄我虧欠你,
oh, brother, I owe you.
我說你虧欠我嗎?
What do you owe me?
我虧欠你,
he said, I owe you.
就是因為這樣,
and because of that mindset, he would always take me out.
同樣的話,
and every time he would say the same words.
哎呀,
so next time you take me out, you remember to say those words.
哎呀,
and so we can see that he was in the mindset that he always felt he was indebted to others.
对,
that's right.
愛是常以為虧欠。
And that is love, that you will always feel you're indebted to others. If we do not feel that I have come short, I'm indebted to others, we would always feel others owe us something. But we thank the Lord. Paul allowed for Philemon to know even this deeper matter. To be able to see the heart that is its members of the body. To know how much we have come short. So that we can forgive one another and accept, receive one another. And even to consider the very smallest member others would not look upon. So that he would become your very heart. We thank the Lord. Even in this letter, if we read it in very fine detail, we're able to find much, much help through this book. Little bit of sharing this morning, very fragments of sharing, may remind us each other that will help one another. We thank the Lord. On the one hand, even though we have received grace, and no longer are we slaves to sin, and we have been free. But on the other hand, how Onesimus went back to the house of Philemon. He is still as a slave. But his service as a slave now is no longer the same. Romans tells us, no longer are we slaves to sin, but today we are in Christ. We are still slaves, but we are now made slaves unto righteousness. No longer I, but all our living today, only the Lord himself is Lord. And when we live in this way, to follow, obey his word, so that we can do what he requires of us. And may the Lord help us, so that His word, we can remind, encourage one another, so how in the house of God, we ought to display the desire of God in His household. Let us pray. Father, we praise and thank Thee that You have given us Your grace and Your beloved. We thank Thee that You have saved and delivered us in Thy Son, that we would receive grace, that according by our Lord, we can be free entering to You. And because of Your word now, once again we are renewed. And may Your Spirit renew our mind so that we would be more mindful of Your bowels. So we ought to know how we ought to act in the body of Christ, to display the living that ought to have in the body of Christ. Lord, may Your Spirit help us so that in Your presence we will receive grace, so that the church of God may be built up in love. Be gracious to us. Be with us. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.